time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Sarnia's own country rock band Whiskey Rain joins me on the show today to talk about their music career, songwriting, their CD entitled Whiskey Business, and much more. My pleasure to welcome on the line from Ontario, husband and wife member of the group, Dave and Denise Chalk. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, it's great to have you on.
Well, it's really nice to be asked. Thank you very much.
Definitely. We got some great songs to look forward to on this road tonight. Now, I understand it is getting some pretty serious airplay in the U.S., Ireland, Japan, and Australia.
Yes, we just recently put it out there, and it's been getting picked up across the country and in Europe. We're really excited about how well it's doing.
And it's a great song. It allows listeners to hear the male and the female vocals of the group.
Yeah, that's really our strength, so that's what we were playing for. We sort of like to set ourselves out as a little bit of a unique act. I mean, there's a lot of solo people out there, so that's what we were going for.
Yeah, and it's quite an interesting group because you've been together for a while, and there's some different influences that come into the group. Can you talk about those influences? I guess there's six members currently?
Six members currently.
Yeah. There is, yeah. Besides ourselves, there's Randy Wilson on drums, Shane Gallagher on guitars, Jack Dowell on guitars, and Sean Robbins as the male vocalist. And,
nice.
Yeah, there's quite a diverse background in music, going from anywhere from, you know, heavy metal right on up to traditional country. There's really been a lot of influences from all of us, really.
So when you're deciding on songs and when you're writing them together, is everybody bringing something totally different that you've got to sort of meld into one sound? Or are you sort of saying this will be the heavier song and we'll make this the country song?
You know, we really kind of have a common vision. That's sort of what's making this group work, even though we all come from very different backgrounds. I mean, I'm even classically trained and spent time as a bassoonist, if you can even imagine. So, you know, but our goal and our vision was all the same, that we wanted to stay in the country genre, but we were looking more to the contemporary, edgy kind of sound, almost heading into crossover. So I think that, you know, we all had this common vision of what we were going to be about, so it really makes us work together well.
And on the songwriting front, how is that for you guys? Do you write just within the group, or do you have outside writers that you bring in?
We have outside writers right now that we work with, two different groups of people from Toronto. We are really intensely working on writing ourselves right now. We just have, that's in fact what we're headed to the studio to do next, is to record something that we've written.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So, and I understand you're working towards a brand new CD. You've got some songs, including On This Road Tonight, towards it, and you'll eventually have another CD to put forth.
Yes. Another thing that's unique about this group is that we all have careers outside of this band. And so sometimes the process can be a little bit slow.
Right.
But we're impatient about getting ourselves out there. So we've been, the digital age makes this a wonderful time to be an artist, because you can put things out as singles, where in the past, you know, you had to have a whole package put together.
That's right. That's interesting. So that is the positive spin on all this technology. And when people talk about the music business changing, there is that opportunity to get singles out there without recording a full album right away anyway.
Yeah.
That seems to be the trend in the business nowadays, Dave. And really, I mean, with us, we found it very, very easy to offer our songs up on iTunes through Reverb Nation. And, you know, just a simple search finds the name of, as everybody knows, that's how we're buying music today. And we find them to be just very easy, very great ways to actually get our music out to the fans.
Now, the first album, very cleverly titled Whiskey Business, Can you talk about that and some of the sounds on and some of the songs? There's one song, I'm not sure actually if it's on that one or not, but If I Gave My Heart to You, which is a very pretty song that you can hear at your website.
Yeah, actually, right currently now, everything that you're hearing on our website is towards our new CD, Whiskey Business. None of those songs are really on the website right now. That one came out a long time ago. Mid-90s is when we started working on the material for that, and there was a lot of us in the band writing that material at the time, and we did it. It was sort of like the first one we ever did. It was a great learning curve at the time,
right.
And we learned quite a bit, and we're taking everything that we learned from it and moving forward. There is some good songs on that one. We think, of course we think so, but basically it was time to move on towards a little edgier sound that we thought was probably better for us, better for what we wanted to do and what we wanted to represent. But certainly, I love that older album, Whiskey Business, but the newer ones are a little edgier.
And I'm going to throw some ego in there.
Sure.
Whiskey Business was before me. So we're so we're sort of, the band has evolved since the 90s, and we did, when I joined the group late in the 90s, we sort of went in a different direction, and we were a show band for the casinos for a while. But then we got back to what we were strong at, and So now we've been moving forward with this duo kind of idea with Sean and I both up front. So
right.
We have a very different sound now than what you would find on that original album.
And it must be pretty neat for people when they attend a Whiskey Rain concert because of that variety. I would assume that people are getting a bit of everything. They're getting the rock and roll, the country, and a whole variety of songs within the show.
In a show, they definitely, country is always our route, but they definitely get it all. They get Guns N' Roses. They get 80s sounds going on. They get it all for sure.
Now, have you ever tried to take a song maybe from the 80s or one that isn't country and put a country spin on it just to see how it sounded and if it went over?
Actually, it's interesting that you mentioned that. We have been actually doing exactly that, working with a couple of tunes that, are near and dear to our hearts from the 80s, and we're actually in rehearsals doing that, trying to make it our own, but not change it. Of course, out of respect, keeping the format of the song as it was before, but trying to put our angle on it, which would be more of a country rock edge to it.
Yeah.
So we are actually currently discussing that right now.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's always a fun thing to do, to hear songs that we know but in a different style.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Now, the song On This Road Tonight, as we mentioned, is getting airplay all over the world. Can you talk about the inspiration behind it and any other story to go with it, and then we'll let our listeners hear it for themselves?
Well, when we heard this from our writers, Sean and I jumped on it right away. We heard it as the format that you hear the girl and the guy, and we live in a city, but it's not really a city. I don't know how many people are listening here that know Sarnia, but we're much more of a small town, and trying to be an artist, trying to be a recording artist that's successful in Sarnia, it's a tough go. So we all sort of heard the song and we were thinking to ourselves, wow, that's what we need to do, hit the road. And I think that it sort of made us all think about what a lot of people have to do in order to become successful.
And in the song, Sarnia is mentioned. Was that in the original song? That isn't something you adapted for yourselves?
Yeah, that was our own little flair that we that we put in there with the writer's permission.
Nice, yeah, that's a nice touch. Well, let's share the song now. This is Whiskey Rain. I'm joined on the line by a couple of members from it, Dave and Denise Chalk, and the song is On This Road Tonight here on In the Country.
Put the car in drive. everything that you've been wishing is gonna all come true. Girl, I promise you. Baby, we got a love that's all so strong. There's never gonna be a tune that'll ever feel wrong. Gotta go. Gonna be some bumps and rough spots on this road. Maybe it's all a little crazy. This I know. Take each day as it comes with me by your side.
And that is Sarnia's own Whiskey Rain here on In the Country. The song is On This Road Tonight. You can visit their website at wrband.com and find out lots more about them there. I wanted to ask, we were speaking with Dave and Denise Chalk from the group. I wanted to ask you guys how you go about getting airplay in such faraway places as Ireland, Japan, and Australia.
Well, actually, it's it takes there's some work behind it, but it is really the work of a publicist that we work with. We use a service called Tracking, and they simply will take our songs and format it properly and present it properly out to radio stations, and it really is still up to the radio stations to decide. But as we were saying in our new, you know, in our, the way media is now distributed, it can go worldwide and is distributed out there. So they actually pick up the song, listen to it, and decide that they want it in their playlist, and their fans are requesting it. So, I mean, really, we're a lot smaller than we were 10 years ago.
But it's not without the hard work of Debbie Woods, and I'm sure Debbie's out there listening, and we want to say thank you very much to all the hard work that she's been doing for us.
Yeah, Debbie certainly works with some great artists, including yourselves, and she really does a great job at presenting you to radio and all the other things that need to be done to get the career rolling.
Yeah, you know, you can be lost in a sea of people, so she's really good at giving everyone a voice.
For sure, yeah. Debbie's a great person and great person in the music industry. Influences, let's talk about, and we don't have the other members of the group here, but Dave and Denise, if you can talk each of you about some of the musical influences, whether it's from the country world or the rock world, things that sort of shaped where you are today musically.
You know, we're such an eclectic group. We've got everything from our youngest member, Shane, who you know, is into Tool and some of the heavy rock. And then we've got Jack, who's our traditionalist, I would say. And then we've got Dave and Randy, who could probably on the spot play any Rush tune for you by heart. I'm pretty eclectic myself, but I really got into country. You know, my big influences are, you know, of course, Shania got me really into country, and
right.
You know, and I love the new country, Reba and Carrie Underwood, and you know, the big female guns.
Definitely. And what do you think country music does better than other genres? What is its unique selling point or best feature?
Well, you know, it comes from the heart. It really it speaks about such common topics that I think so many of us can identify with. And it's just, you know, I don't know, it's got a great groove, and I especially love the contemporary country because it, you know, it's sort of crossing the lines and blurring the lines a little bit and pulling in so many other kinds of music that it's just great.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys could share the stage with any other group to open up for them, or even to maybe perform and share each other's songs, is there another group out there that would be a good fit or an interesting fit?
Well, you know, we all kind of got to live a dream last summer at Sarnia Bay Fest when we got to open for Alan Jackson. That was a big highlight. We've got a bid in right now to hopefully we want to open for Lady Antebellum at Bayfest this year. That would be another thing to check off the bucket list.
Oh, for sure. Wow. So Alan Jackson, what was that like? I mean, that must have been quite an experience. And did you get a chance to meet him backstage?
Unfortunately, you know, there's so many different opening acts that we didn't get a chance to talk to the big guy, but they did let us be in VIP. I don't know, the energy of just sharing that space, I don't know how to explain the rush that comes from just knowing that, you know, you're sharing the same audience and warming them up for such a big talent. It was a thrill, despite not getting to meet him.
You know, sharing the stage alone would have been awesome, sharing it with him. Now, you've also opened for some other great artists, Terry Clark. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that was, I'll take that one. That was back in the 90s, and we had a chance to, basically, they wanted to hear some of our material, audition for a festival, and we didn't know who was even going to be at it, and we actually only found out a couple of days before it was going to be Terry Clark was going to be the actual headliner on the show, and we did actually get a chance to meet her at that one. She's very personable, and basically the whole concert went off just excellent. It was a big venue down near Chatham, Ontario. It was an outdoor festival. That was quite exciting, and that was probably one of the first, concerts we played as a group for somebody who, you know, was famous at the time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I understand, looking at your website, some pretty big news. This summer, in July, in fact, you'll be opening for the Oak Ridge Boys. How exciting is that?
Pretty awesome, I know. And you know, what's really fun is telling our teenagers that, and them they're going, "Oh, the Elvira people."
Right.
They know the song, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that part you just sang is probably one of the most famous licks, if you will, or vocal styles in country music.
Absolutely.
Like I always say, it's a great way to make a living, just to have one or two songs out there that everybody knows.
Yeah. Now, has it gotten to that point for you guys when you're at your shows? I'm sure people know the songs, and that must be a thrill to have them singing along and showing that recognition when you look out.
It blows me away every time. I feel humbled, honored, you know, just to be able to share that with people and know that you're know that they care and know that you're putting something out there that means something to them. As I said, it humbles me every time I see it.
Now, do you have some songs that are very personal that you perform and meaningful? One of the songs, I don't know the backstory on it, but hearing it at the site was quite lovely, "If I Gave My Heart to You." Is that a personal song, a meaningful song to the band?
It's a very personal song to the band. Last year, our other lead singer, Sean Robbins, lost his mother to cancer, and in the same year he also lost his father. When his mother was fighting cancer, that was her favorite song. We were working in the studio on that song, and she requested that song be played at her funeral. And it has a lot of meaning.
For sure, and I mean that's another another thing country music does, and that song specifically, it helped to heal or helped to comfort in some way, and obviously it meant a lot to her.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a very important song for all of us, and especially for Sean. I think that it was a really cathartic kind of thing that he could do for his parents.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful song, and I'll encourage our listeners to head to wrband.com, standing for Whiskey Rain, and they can hear that song and many others and check out lots about the group. And we're speaking to you with them on the line from Sarnia. Let's turn to a fun song here called Dave's Backyard.
I'm sure that piqued your interest.
Definitely. Yeah, I was thinking about my backyard, and it sounds like a fun place.
Yeah, it is, and it is, when you say it's a fun song, what's really fun about it is oftentimes if we're out and about, people will actually come up to us and go, I love that song. I love that Dave's Backyard song. You know, it's all about your backyard. I'm like, yes.
It's one of those songs that we kind of did for ourselves. In fact, you know, we wanted to call it Dave and Denise's Backyard, but that was just a bit too awkward. So
exactly.
We called it Dave's Backyard, and it's taken on a life of its own. We did it. We thought it was fun, goofy, and sort of just started doing it, and people love it.
Yeah, it's a catchy one, and I can tell it's a real crowd pleaser. People probably start moving along, dancing along to it.
Absolutely.
Let's share it now. I'm speaking with Dave and Denise Chalk from the group Whiskey Rain, and this is Dave's Backyard here on In the Country.
Dave plays a mean guitar while Lenny loves to jam. Well, outside of the city, he owns a piece of land.
And when the work week is over, after working hard, we head out to the country. Out to Dave's backyard.
Sarnia, Ontario, country rock band Whiskey Rain, and that is Dave's Backyard. And I'm joined by husband and wife members of the group, Dave and Denise Chalk. Sounds like a fun backyard. A lot of people there.
On any given day in the summer, that could be going on.
Yeah, oftentimes their kitchen parties are right out on my deck with about 9 guitars and all the neighbors. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That sounds terrific. Now, I think something that might compare to that, what I was reading on your website, a whiskey barn dance. Is this a chance for listeners out there to invite the Whiskey Rain gang to their functions?
Absolutely. What we originally designed that Whiskey Barn Dance was for service groups to provide them with an opportunity to make money for their groups. And we've worked with a lot of local groups here, such as Harmony, the Sarnia Sea Cadets. I'm sorry, I was choked up for who we worked with there, and a few other groups here in town, and helped them raise money for their organizations. But we bring along a whole country barn party, and we get down.
And people can contact you through your website, wrband.com, to inquire about how all that works?
Absolutely, yep. Yep, we're heading into the summer season, so now's the time if anyone's interested in finding out more information about that.
Yeah. Along the way, have you had a chance to talk with either some of the headliners or even just musicians who have done it for a while, whether they're famous or not, and get some good advice from them, something they told you that can help you along the way?
Yeah, along the way, we've certainly met a lot of talented people, and people who, you know, a few of them certainly have done justice to the country genre in Canada here. Now, realistically, without saying names and stuff, they have all said basically the same thing. It takes a lot of hard work. Nobody magically becomes famous. Nobody magically makes $1 million in this kind of business, in the music business, much like any other business. It's just a lot of hard work and dedication to what you believe in. I don't want to sound sappy or make it sound hokey, but that really is the common theme amongst a lot of people who work in the music business. It just takes a lot of hard work and dedication to what you do.
The 10 years it takes to become an overnight sensation.
Right. Yeah. That's so true. Somebody breaks onto the scene, but nobody realizes, like you say, the 10 years to get to that point. Because if you came on too soon, you'd probably burn out pretty quickly if you didn't have a background of working at it.
Absolutely.
Now, I wanted to ask you, as we get set to wrap up here with Dave and Denise Chalk from the group Whiskey Rain out of Sarnia, Ontario, what do you guys have planned for 2011? What do you hope to accomplish this year?
Well, the biggest project that we have going is getting back into the studio and cutting one of our originals. Another big plan for us is hopefully taking part in Bayfest. We really, really, really would love to be on stage with Lady Antebellum. So we hope that goes through. And just writing is, I think, our big goal for the year, getting some of our own original material that we've put our six brains behind and produced.
I'd like to realistically say we're going to release a CD this year, but with the amount of work that it takes, it probably won't be until spring of next year, I would imagine.
Within the next year, you can be looking for a full CD from Whiskey Rain.
That sounds good. Well, we look forward to it. And Dave and Denise, it's been a pleasure having you both on the show and sharing your great music.
Dave, thank you for such a great interview and this opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome. It has been my pleasure. And a shout out to rest of Whiskey Rain. It's tricky to say. Jack, Shane, Sean, and Randy. And, of course, I was speaking with Dave and Denise Chalk from the group Whiskey Rain. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.